Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, Ryan Horvath on a little show called BetQL Daily today. That will be in a couple of hours, and he joins us for the Horvath Happy Hour. Ryan, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Sam. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We are just talking Brewers Cubs and how the Cubs always are like, Brewers fans, we don't care about you. And then they certainly do care about the Brewers. So that's what we're kind of talking about today.
I'll tell you this. Growing up, you know, obviously in Chicago, I think there's like, you know, even if you are a Cubs fan, there's like 20% smart Cubs fans. And I think the smart ones would even agree with that. But if you don't think the Brewers are a rival, then I don't think that those people really exist anymore, especially if you go back to like them winning the World Series in 2016. Since then, who's been the team that's pretty much either knocked them out of, well, you know, you got the game 163, obviously, and, you know, things didn't really work out as far as that dynasty. So I think it's a rivalry, and I think that if there are really Cub fans out there that don't think it's a rivalry, then I don't really think that they're fans of baseball. They're probably more concerned with the Chicago White Sox, who aren't even in the National League.
Yeah, that's probably true. I just, every time that the Brewers and Cubs rivalry thing comes up, I'm told from Cubs fans that it's the Cardinals. All we care about is the Cardinals. I get it. I mean, you care about the Cardinals, but when I look around social media, as I often do too much, and I know you're trying to be better at that, you say you don't tweet anymore, even though I think you tweeted 19 times last night.
Me?
Oh, yeah. When? I kept seeing Horvath tweets coming up all over the place.
I think I sent two. What I do is I just look at my own page because I'm a leader, not a follower. I don't need to see people talking about, oh, we should have Corbin Burns get suspended for four games and throw at everybody today. So I don't get into stuff like that.
Okay, all right. You're done with the confrontation. You're like the anti Wilson Contreras who he needs confrontation like he needs oxygen.
No, they could throw at Contreras, but do it in the seventh or eighth inning. Don't do it when I got Corbin Burns, my Cy Young ticket, my fantasy. What are you going to do with him for? You want to know how you get to Wilson Contreras or how you get under those guys' skin? Go out there and beat the hell out of them today and send them home. I mean, they already can't hit. If they're leaning into pitches, if they're standing on top of the plate, it's because they're hitting 145 or something ridiculous like that as a team. So, I mean, if you want to let them wear one, go ahead and do it. But I don't know that I'd have Corbin Burns. I mean, they're going to get a warning. Look at the Cubs' social media page. Look at the way that things go down last night with Woodruff, with Contreras, with Rizzo trying to come over and be the peacemaker. And then, you know, Woodruff pretty much telling him to get out of there. So I feel like they're going to get a warning before first pitch today. And I feel like if anybody gets thrown at in the first couple innings, I don't know. I'm not trying to have Corbin Burns kicked out of this game by the third inning. So if you're going to throw at anybody, do it later in the game, right?
Yeah, 414-799-1250. You guys can chime in on what should go down today. maybe you think the Brewers should retaliate even further. 414-799-1250. You could tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. I don't think Craig Counsell's that kind of guy. I don't think he wants this to continue. And I don't think, you know, first of all, you've got Corbin Burnes out there. So, yeah, they're both going to get warned, which is unfair because I'm calling the Cubs the instigators here, but they both get warned. So if anybody gets hit, you're probably getting tossed, whether it's Arrieta, assuming he still goes today and they don't push Hendricks to today. I don't think that's what's going on. I don't know what's going on with Hendricks. He got pulled from yesterday's game. He is not feeling well, and we have to, like, rush to say it's not COVID. So hopefully, you know, hopefully he's just okay, but, like, pitch on Friday. And I'd rather see Arrieta is what I'm saying. Bad baseball humor there.
I don't know that you want to see Arrieta right now.
Well, I mean, I'd rather see him. Can Davies move up in the order? He got shelled the other day. Can we see Zach Davies? I'd like to see that.
I was kidding. You definitely want to see Jake Arrieta. He had two good starts this year, both against the Pirates, dude.
Oh, okay, all right. But with this whole thing, I mean, this back and forth, here's how I look at it. So Wilson Contreras is a guy that crowds the plate. So you pitch inside to back him off the plate. Sometimes you're going to get hit. Contreras has got hit, he says, in 7 of 13 games? I mean, that's a you problem, Willie. Okay, now I understand he's probably a little upset because he got hit in the head last week. All right. Yeah. Now, that was totally not on purpose. You know that. Wilson knows that. He's got to know that. And Cubs fans that say it wasn't, they know it. They're just lying to themselves. All right, so then last night's game, he gets hit again, and he's like, oh, geez. To throw at Woodruff, real stupid. You don't do that. So Tapera should have been thrown out. No. Wilson then hits the home run, pimps the hell out of it. Good for him. I would do the same thing. Like I said last night, I can't hate on a guy who does a thing that I would do, even if I hate the team he's on. So whatever.
Everybody.
Whatever. They win the game. It's over. It's over. This is over. The Brewers aren't a team that want this to continue. They're so in love with analytics, they're not going to give up a free base runner. They don't want Burnes lifted. Counsell, I don't think, likes the throwing aspect of throw at guys. So if this continues, it's going to be for the Cubs. And my gut feeling, Horvy, tells me that the Cubs kind of want this to continue because it rallied them to a win last night.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, I mean, I don't know what we see today. Plus, I mean, it's not like it's the last time you're going to see them. So if either team retaliates today, I kind of think that that's a stupid move right there because then you're looking at suspensions. I mean, look, Corbin Burnes has two of the – what has he given up this season? Two hits only, something ridiculous like that? But he doesn't have a win. He needs some run support. So I'd rather have him go out there and just pick up the win than go out there and, you know, throw at Wilson Contreras and put him on the bags. That's just dumb.
Who, let's be honest, probably won't play today.
Who's that?
Contreras.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's a day game after a night game. He's a catcher.
Yeah, he plays every day, though, pretty much. It's Contreras. Like, he's not Eric Kratz out there. I would expect him to be out there, to be quite honest. But
All right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you sit him today just to avoid something like this, because I guarantee David Ross doesn't want this and Craig Counsell doesn't want this. But these teams don't like each other. They haven't liked each other for years now. It's definitely a rivalry. No matter what side you're on, you have to know that it's a rivalry or you're an idiot. And also, you could have multiple rivals. I do hate when I hear Cubs fans say, well, the Brewers aren't a rival. All we care about are the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago White Sox. Okay, well, the White Sox, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You see them 6 times a year for, what, a stupid tire or whatever you're awarded. I forgot what that, the Crosstown Series Cup or whatever. And then, you know, with the Cardinals, that's everybody in baseball's rival. Like, you could be in the American League and that's your rival. Everybody hates the Cardinals, so you could have more than one rival. These teams hate each other, and the fans hate each other. And the players on the field, they don't even like each other very much. Now, like, you brought up, like, Wilson Contreras, like how he stands on top of the plate. He does. He gets hit a lot. And I get that it's frustrating, but also lately he's been acting so ridiculous that his teammates can't even stick up for him half the time. And you know who else stands on top of the plate and gets hit a bunch? Anthony Rizzo. How many times do you see how many times is he involved in this, anything like this? He just walks over to first base. So I get wanting to retaliate, and I don't even mind if they do retaliate, but I would definitely do it when Burnes is out of the game because he needs a win today. And it'd be better just to pick up this victory because the Cubs aren't a very good baseball team. So why play to their level, then get yourself in a situation like you got yourself last night, fire those guys up, poke the bear, because they still have talent. Like Wilson Contreras is still a very talented player. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo. Why piss those guys off and give them any extra motivation when you could just go out there, two hit them, beat them, send them home, and move on? Because I don't know if you saw what the Cardinals did last night, but I'm already getting sick of them. I think they just scored another run. I mean, everybody was homering last night. Goldschmidt, Nolan hit one last night. I bet against them last night. It was over within the first 4 minutes. Screw the Cardinals, man.
Dude, I did not see this until just now. I didn't see it.
What?
The Cubs tweet they put out last night.
Where Wilson gets hit like 55 times in the last month.
They put up a tweet. The Chicago Cubs tweeted.
You sound like you're from Chicago. Everybody tells me I sound too Chicago. I got to get that out of me. But I
sound Chicago?
Well, I mean, you were a Cub fan for 15 years. Now you're talking about throwing at them today, so I don't know what's going on.
I was a Cubs fan from age 6 to 9.
Nice.
And then baseball went on strike, and I hated baseball. And then I came back in 94, and the Brewers were in the National League, so I didn't like the Cubs anymore.
So I think that that's the problem why some people will say, okay, so and that's a fair point.
I just want to defend my name here. I like the Ryan Sandberg, Andre Dawson Cubs.
Yeah, I was just joking.
Okay, they were no good then. I don't like the Wilson Contreras Cubs. I don't like the Cubs that are tweeting, oh, my God, this tweet, it's every time the Brewers have hit Contreras in the last 2 years, and the tweet simply says, unbelievable. And on every single, there's Contreras is standing on home plate on some of these. Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, you hit him a lot, to be fair.
Well, he's also leaning into the pitch.
But but if you look at it like he does that against every team, and the Pirates aren't hitting them 20 times a series. I'm just saying both teams, I get it. It's a rivalry, man. Everybody hates everybody. I get it. What are you going to do in this situation? I'd wait if you're going to retaliate, like I said, late innings, and do it with somebody that you don't mind missing a couple games, because I just see this being a suspension. Because what they're going to do, just because it's a division rival, I feel like they don't want guys getting hit this year. I promise you that. And so what they're going to do, Major League Baseball, this is, if they do anything, who knows, man. There's a good chance Manfred doesn't even know what's going on. He's in the weeds somewhere. So I think that what they would do, though, in a series like this would be throw out a couple suspensions and some hefty fines to say, hey, you guys see each other a lot. You know, granted, you guys have seen each other a lot this month, you know, 9 games this month or whatever it is. But we don't want this to continue to go on every single time. So we're suspending some guys right now. Get it together. I could see that after this opening series. So I would maybe just wait next time they come around. Now, the one thing I don't like, you never throw – it's kind of like, you know, in the Mafia, you don't put out hits on Sundays. You don't go after people while they're at church. Like, in Major League Baseball, you don't throw at the other team's starting pitcher. That's a terrible move. And, you know, I'd maybe look at some suspensions, some fines for that right there. You don't throw at Brandon Woodruff. That's a BS move right there. And, you know, I kind of get even like, I know Rizzo was trying to be the peacemaker, but if I'm Woodruff, I'm the same way. I yell at him to get away from me too.
Dude, I'm trying to like be rational about this, but I'm watching this video that the Cubs put out, and you guys have to see this. If you don't have Twitter and you're like, oh, these guys always talk about Twitter, sign up for a Twitter account or hack into, I'll give you my password. You got to go look at this thing.
I'll take your password.
Contreras is leaning into every one of these pitches.
Contreras. That's because the Cubs can't hit against the Brewers. They try to get on the bags any way possible. True or false?
Oh, totally true. 414-799-1250. Let's talk to Tom in Cedarburg. What's happening, Tom?
How you doing, guys? Couple things. As far as the leaning in, if Major League Baseball would enforce the fact, remember you used to be able to avoid a pitch? Now it's just the opposite. You can lean into a pitch.
Yeah, the Mets won a game last week because Conforto put his elbow in the middle of the strike zone.
Right. He probably had an elbow guard on, too.
Yeah, but like another Contreras.
Another thing, guys, as far as a rivalry, I don't know. The Boston, the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, I think the actor is Dennis Leary, and he hates Bucky Dent because of what he did to them in the 70s. And he used to say his name is not Bucky Dent, it's Bucky Effin' Dent. And he said, so whenever he referred to him, he referred to him in that way. So that tells you something about rivalries.
Yeah, I might go Wilson. I'm going to keep it cleaner. I'm going to say Wilson Loserhead Contreras.
That sounds good. I'll take that one.
I gotta
all right, guys,
be,
have a great day.
You too, Tom. I got to keep it clean here on the radio. Although Loserhead's probably, I probably can't say that. It'll probably get me canceled. I call the guy a loser. And I mentioned his head, and he got hit in the head, so probably can't say that either. 414-799-1250. By the way, happy Milwaukee Day. It's 414. It's Milwaukee Day. Happy
Milwaukee. Hell yeah, all Milwaukee.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, all days. Andy is in – let me get to Andy. Andy's in West Dallas. Andy, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I wanted to say, well, first off, there was a certain foul early in Contreras you could change if you really wanted to get mean about it, but we won't go there on the radio.
Andy, that's dirty, Andrew.
Don't do that.
But like I said, we won't go there on the radio in the morning.
Okay.
Too early.
All right.
What I was going to say, what Corbin Burns should do tonight, you know, shut him up with play, pull Giannis, strike him out, and then sit down on the mound, tell him to go sit down. Pull Giannis, what Giannis did in Philly, you know, that'll make him real mad. That'll get in his head. But just all in all, you get suspended for something you do in a rivalry, the Cubs win. Right, you lose a good player for a couple of games, that only helps the Cubs, you know, when you lose the games later because you don't have the best players. But shut them up on the field. You want to tell them to shush, you want to tell them to sit down, you want to hot dog a little bit, that's fine. But don't go throwing at guys and get suspended. That just hurts your team.
So you want Burns to strike out Contreras and then sit on the mound?
Yeah, just have a seat and say, hey, go take a seat. Yeah. Just sit down, just like Giannis did in the middle of Philly.
That would kind of be sweet. I think Burns should go all the way, like he should walk up to the batter box and just actually punch Contreras in this elbow guard. He'll probably lean into that too. Thanks,
yeah,
Andy.
You could have him draw a new batter's box, but just draw it around home plate for him to stand in.
Yeah.
He thinks the batter's box is over home plate.
Yeah, just stand on home plate. That's where you want to be, Contreras. Andy, thanks for the call. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. I'm going to grab Justin, who's in Germantown. What's up, Justin?
What's up, fellas? All right, about this last night, I'm agreeing with everything you guys are saying and the last caller, too. But the Cubs have been just losers the last couple seasons. And, you know, we have owned them so far, you know, this year and everything. Everything is imploding around them, and they know it. Just as much as you love to, don't stoop to their level. We're playing good baseball right now, and I mean, the Brewers aren't dumb. They're not going to, you know, get into this pissing match with them. But I agree with Horvy and you. I mean, throwing at Woody, that's a female dog move. I mean, that is just you just don't do that. And if they the Brewers would have gotten hit last night, or, you know, knock on wood, injured in some way, shape, or form from something like that, then, you know, then you need to retaliate, because that's your number one right there. But you can throw at basically anybody else on the team, but throwing at Woody, that's not good. That's BS, man.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Thanks for keeping it clean. 799-1250. This whole thing with retaliating, though, Horvath. I don't understand why it's still in the game. And I don't think Council is the kind of guy that. I don't think Council at all is talking about how are we going to retaliate. I think the way that the Brewers want to retaliate is like what you said, with a victory. But teams will continue to do this, and Contreras afterwards admitting, yeah, we should have hit someone else. I mean, admitting that they wanted to retaliate. He says, we shouldn't have tried to hit the pitcher, try to hit someone else. Why are we still at the point in baseball where we're trying to take a 100-mile-an-hour pitch and hit a guy with it on purpose?
Yeah, and see, I don't want, like, the social media mob to come after me, but that's kind of what I've been hitting at all morning. I don't really go for that. I'm a disciple of Gordy Gillespie. That was one thing that my grandfather taught and hated in the game. you could hit his guys four times in a row and he wasn't gonna do anything. It's just not part of the game. You know, every once in a while, it is part of the game, and I would agree with it. But I just, you're not going to continue to do this every single series and every single game. I really, to be quite honest with you, don't want to see anybody get hit in the head with a baseball ever. It's not very fun to watch, and you can get seriously injured. So I don't even care if it's like, I hate Yadi Molina more than anybody in Major League Baseball, and you know, I root against that guy. I hope that he gets 15 speeding tickets. I don't really want to see him take a 103-mile fastball to the face, though. I don't know. It's just it's disturbing to me watching guys get hit like that.
Yeah, and I don't see why it needs to continue. I mean, guys are going to get hit on accident.
Like a good fight, like that's what I like, man. A good bench clearing brawl, if that makes sense. Sometimes you got to just get out there with your boys, jump out of the dugout, the managers get involved, and you got to throw a punch. And I'm fine with that. You know, it's just like in fights, like I don't like when people use weapons and things like that. But I feel like I don't really want to throw at guys. I don't really want suspensions that way. But you know what? If you got beef with this team, jump out of the dugout, say some stuff, send a message, throw a punch if you have to, run after a guy, wrestle around a little bit. But I don't like just continuing to throw at guys. I'd rather, honestly, you know, have something like that, clear the benches, which is probably worse. I don't know if that's what I should be advocating for.
No,
but
I'm not sure why you're advocating for just full on violence now.
Well, because how often do those actually turn into real fights? Very rarely, and they're always awesome. But it's usually just both teams run out, jump out, defend their guy, yell a little bit, mingle a little bit, then somebody builds off that momentum and wins the game. But you know, I want to see a good old fashioned rivalry. I mean, then again, I'm thinking about like taking my kid to the ballpark today. So I don't want to be teaching them like, all right, these teams don't like each other, buddy. This is a great rivalry, like some of the great rivalries. And when you don't like somebody, what do? I don't know, daddy, what? You load up on a four seamer and you beat him in the head and you try to end his life.
Oh, that's breaking news. You might go to the game today.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I have a very sore arm today, Bart.
Oh, you got your shot.
Yeah, I feel great, but my arm is completely dead, and I actually had planned on doing shoulders today at the gym. I don't think I could lift my arms up over my head.
Did you get Pfizer?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it just felt like I got punched, and that was it.
So, yeah, I feel like a little weird this morning, but I'm like all here. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely feel like something's in my body.
Yeah, it's a 5G chip.
Yeah, I know the government knows exactly where I'm at, which is kind of scary because I'm getting ready to place my bets for the day illegally. So,
dude, you know what? You know what is scary? I was reading about Facebook. We got to just flat out get off of there. I'm not kidding. Facebook has this. I got to read more into it, but I'm gonna delete my account. Facebook has this thing where they track you. You can look at your Facebook files, and there's a file in there called "Things You Do Off of Facebook." So everything you search, Facebook knows about.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Okay.
Horvath.
Exactly.
Everything you search, even you think you're in incognito mode, Zuckerberg sees.
Yeah, I was watching a new motion picture that was released a couple weeks ago. And just yesterday, I get this weird sale from Lover's Lane. And it's like, would you like to buy spikes and a swing for the bedroom? And I'm like, how do they know that I'm in? Oh, my God. They know what videos I'm watching on Facebook.
I watched this new really good short film. It's only about 12 minutes long, and it's just with two people. Actually, for a little bit, three people. But I'd say best supporting actress roles deserved for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I've been saying that for a while on Facebook. Like, what's funny is always like, I'll have my Facebook open, you know, and I don't ever go on Facebook anymore. The only time I go on Facebook is for work purposes usually. But so I'll have my Facebook open on one tab, and then I'll have like I like to shop at Dick's Sporting Goods, but I don't ever go into the store anymore. I just buy everything offline. So it's weird because like I'll be looking at like a certain shoe that day, like Nikes. I'll be looking at, you know, like Adidas some days, and I switch it up a little bit, and then I'll like sign off. And then the next time I'm on Facebook, like it'll be like that exact shoe or that exact apparel, you know, like with the Adidas collection, obviously I buy the Aaron Rodgers selection. So like all his brand stuff will pop up. That's why you got to look into some of these things like DuckDuckGo. They protect you though on there, man. I'm serious.
I know, duck, duck, go. I know.
What's awesome for me is I live with my wife, so she's the tech genius. You know, she, because I always get nervous. Because have you ever just like, okay, so have you ever been on a real website? I'm not talking anything dirty, but you're just like scrolling through ESPN Plus or maybe The Athletic, and you're reading the Eric Name article or an Adam McKelvey article on Brewers.com, and all of a sudden, like in the middle of your article on the phone, it takes you to like something and it's got like a wheel that's spinning and it's like, you've just hit the jackpot. You've won a $15,000 Visa card. And you're like, whoa, this is only supposed to show up when I'm looking at something on my phone that I'm not supposed to. What's going on? I always feel like my phone is hacked, but my wife has actually told me that Apple phones pretty much can't get hacked. So you're good. So never like click on any of that stuff. Just get out of there and then erase your memory.
What about with my new iMac or my MacBook?
Yeah, she claims, and I don't know, I've kind of tried to do my own research, that they don't pick up a whole lot of viruses, that Mac products don't, that Apple's pretty good with that. And that's why we pay the high price for Apple.
Okay. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, brought to you by Apple here. Great locations all throughout the Milwaukee area, for sure. Should the Brewers retaliate in some way, shape, or form tonight, or do you just want to let bygones be bygones? I say the best way to retaliate is a victory. Horvath says he wants to see 30 men fight 30 other men in a full-blown battle royale in the middle of American Family Field. What say you?
No, I agree with the caller, man. I think the best way, especially with somebody like Contreras, is like he wants to get hit by pitches.
He's a psycho.
So don't honor him by hitting him with a pitch, and he wants Corbin Burns out of that game. Trust me. He would rather face anybody than Corbin Burns today. So that's what he wants. So don't feed into it. Instead, strike his ass out and sit on the mound or pimp it a little bit. Flex your muscles a little bit. Talk some trash to him. But if you hit him, that's what they want, man. They want base runners. That's the only way the Cubs are getting on the bags. Walks and Chris Bryant, thank God, for my fantasy team and for his beautiful eyes. He'll be out of that situation soon enough. He'll be a Philly. Are you still going to hate Chris Bryant if he's a Philly?
I want Chris Bryant on the Brewers.
I love Chris Bryant. I'll defend him to the death. I like Chris Bryant. I have since college. He's a great ball player, and they don't treat him the right way in Chicago. They hate him in Chicago for some reason. World Series hero, former MVP, rookie of the year. That's not good enough. They'd rather give out bad contracts to Alfonso Soriano. You're right. What a stupid fan base. Seriously.
Should the Brewers retaliate? Do you want Chris Bryant to be a Brewer? Does he have the best eyes on the Cubs? Who has the best eyes on the Brewers? Who has the best eyes in baseball?
Horvath.
414-799-1250. More with Horvy next. AM, the Fan from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studio. I'm Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all your plumbing needs. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com, joining us from the BetQL headquarters. Pretty nice digs over there at the BetQL headquarters. Ryan Horvath, how are you, bud?
Good. I got an espresso maker over here.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Hotty toddy, my friend.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I like it. I enjoy it. I like it because I don't have to spend $15 by just walking over and making it. It's a beautiful thing. And it tastes pretty good, too.
Oh, wow. Excellent stuff there. Ryan Horvath on BetQL Daily later today. You can find that on the Odyssey app. It's going to be a busy day. Busy day, not night. Busy day. Brewers, of course, have the rubber match 12:40 against the Cubs. And then the Bucks game moved to 3:30 this afternoon against the Timberwolves. The Bucks, by the way, the report is they are going to work out ISO Joe Johnson, who is a Bucks killer, but he also hasn't been a Bucks killer for a long time. He is 39 years young, and you've already age-shamed P.J. Tucker. Do you want to age-shame Joe Johnson?
Kind of, because wasn't he just playing in the Big Three?
Not only was Joe Johnson playing in the Big Three, he played in the basketball tournament for Overseas Elite.
I mean,
the tournament
he can get buckets.
That Travis Diener won this year.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
He's been any non-NBA thing, he's played in the last 3 years.
I wasn't age shaming PJ Tucker since he's pretty much the same age as myself. I just was saying that he didn't look to be in great basketball shape this season, and I think I kind of proved my point. He's literally not on the floor right now and not in basketball shape. They're trying to work him back into basketball shape. Joe Johnson is a bucket. He could score a bunch of points, but I mean, he hasn't, man, when was his last year in the league? 2017, 2018 maybe? 2017, he played with Houston. Played a little bit with Utah that season as well.
Yeah, he tried out with the Pistons in 19. He was in their camp.
Yeah, he will definitely never see the floor. So if they brought him over, it would probably be like as a veteran presence, you know, kind of like almost like a, just like a, like a ring, like, I don't really know. I mean, he's 39 years old, man. What are you getting from Joe Johnson? But who knows? Maybe he'll look good in these workouts. And I don't know that I could take this serious.
Yeah, I don't know what. They're not going to sign him, are they? And then people, if they sign him, is he going to play?
I don't know. Well, I don't think he'd ever see the floor. I think it'd be like a Pau Gasol thing.
Yeah, Bucks fans are like, yeah, get him and start him over DiVincenzo.
Right, yeah, I see this on social media, and that's why I'm not trying to get myself in any conflict today, because if you're a big Joe Johnson fan, like, cool, good for you. I was, too, 15 years ago, but he's 39 years old, and he's definitely not a better option than Dante. But, I mean, as a veteran presence in the locker room, maybe he could teach a few things to guys like Dante and guys where to find their spots and how to get buckets, but I don't think, like, he's going to playing a 7-game series against the Nets or Philadelphia, and that's going to make me feel good about anything.
People forget he was drafted by the Celtics and played a year with the Celtics before he was traded. Spent some time in Phoenix, then Atlanta, where he was the biggest Bucks killer there in that period. Then Brooklyn, also a Bucks killer there, and then whittled through the rest of his career, Miami, Utah, and then Houston. Tried out with the Pistons, they cut him, has played in the Big Three, has played in the basketball tournament for overseas elite. He's working out with the Bucks, according to reports this week.
Yeah, I mean, again, though, the problem is he's 39 years old. Like, he is older than Ryan Saunders, who was the head coach for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's only 34 years old. And we're talking about picking up a guy that's 5 years older than some coaches in the NBA. So, again, maybe he's a good locker room guy. He could teach some guys some things. Maybe late in the regular season, you could use him off the bench to get some. I can't entertain this. If they want to do that, if he looks good, that's fine. But listen, we're not going to like talk about him like seeing run, getting run in the playoffs or anything.
Well, let me tell you just how old he is in basketball terms, because you may think, oh, 39. Yeah, he could still play. All right, so he was drafted in 2001.
Right.
He went 10 overall, drafted ahead of him in that draft. That was the Kwame Brown draft. All right. Tyson Chandler was drafted 2. Pau Gasol was drafted 3.
Yeah.
Eddie Curry, Jason Richardson, Shane Battier, Eddie Griffin, your boy Dasanya Diop, and Rodney White
was drafted. So that's my point right there. Is
the Bucks took Andre Hudson in this draft at number 52. And that was it. They drafted Gerald Sasser and traded him to the Magic.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
Gilbert Arenas was in this draft. Mehmet Okur was in this draft.
See,
Earl Watson was in this draft.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but Joe Johnson is a Bud guy, so Bud likes having his boys around. So, you know what? Maybe Joe Johnson's thinking about getting into coaching. I mean, Joe Johnson loves the game of basketball. He loves it so much that he played in Ice Cube's league. He played in the TBT tournament. So I feel like, you know, maybe this is a way for him to get back into the game, back into the league, back into the NBA. And if he's still got a little bit left in the tank, and maybe even he doesn't, but he does this tryout, maybe he'll be on a coaching staff, or maybe Bud will find something for him to do. I can see that, man. Like, a lot of these guys, especially if you played in Bud's system, Pop's system, they all kind of stick around. Like, Tim Duncan was on the bench for the Spurs. You know, Tony Parker goes back and forth, not a coach, but helps out. And I don't know. It's just, I feel like that's, like, the type of relationship all those guys have. Like, because that's the kind of players, you know, like, guys like Coach Bud and Popovich, they're looking for like specific type players that they could get, you know, the most out of that fit their system, especially in the Spurs system, you know?
This one's an email I got. I got an email while we're talking. This one's from Mark. He says, "Hey, Bart, love the show. Tell Horvat I saw him at the gas station the other day. Did not get the chance to talk to him. However, I wasn't sure it was him at first. He was wearing a mask. I don't believe in those, but to each of their own." Mark then goes on to say, "Do love the show, however. Wanted to ask you about Joe Johnson. Because he might sign with the Bucks, I think that we are dismissing it. But would you guys feel differently if he was going to sign with the Brooklyn Nets or the LA Lakers?"
No, no. I don't think they would sign Joe Johnson. That's the thing. No, I'd be like, okay, good for them, Joe Johnson. Especially if he went back to the Nets. He could go back home. No, it wouldn't bother me. That's one that wouldn't bother me at all. The Blake Griffin thing bothers me because of what I talked about last week, where it's like Detroit committed all that money into Blake Griffin, and all he wanted to do was stand on top of the key and stand in the corner and shoot threes. And then he's like, "Oh, I got something for you guys. I still got some stuff left in the tank." When he goes to the Nets, a championship contender, now he's like jumping over SUVs again. Like, have you seen some of these Blake Griffin dunks, man? So you're telling me you were dogging it in Detroit despite the fact that they, you know, that they committed all that money to you, but now that you're playing on a real team with a championship goal, or, you know, an actual shot to win a title, now you could start dunking and start trying again? That's BS.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You know who I feel bad for is, because, so now they're going to work out Joe Johnson. Yeah. They had Kyle Korver. They got Jeff Teague. These are all former Hawks from when Bud was there. Whoever Bud coaches his next team in like 8 years, there's gonna be a report. Oh, the Mavericks are working out 38-year-old Pat Connaughton.
Oh yeah, see, and he's not the only one that's guilty of this though. I'm talking. That's what I'm telling you. Like a lot of these guys, Pop. But I didn't even bring up Tom Thibodeau. Like, look at him, man. He just can't quit. He can't quit Derrick Rose, Luol Deng, Taj Gibson, Noah. That's the thing. Like, you coaches fall in love with their players, especially if they fit, you know, what they're trying to do in their system. Like, Tibbs will never give up on Derrick Rose. If Tibbs gets fired in New York and ends up in Israel, you will see like 42-year-old Derrick Rose as the starting point guard. He'll be like the stuff, like how Stephon Marbury is in China, where Stephon Marbury like runs China now because he wins MVP. He wins the championship of the Chinese league every year. Stephon Marbury is so big in China that they actually made a play about Stephon Marbury's life starring Stephon Marbury. He actually plays himself in a play about himself in China. That's how big name he is there.
We'll talk more about the Bucks throughout the show. We'll talk more Brewers with you guys. Do you think the Brewers should retaliate at anyone Cubs-wise today? It's going to be hard with Corbin Burns on the mound. You don't want him to get tossed out, but at some point, do you think the Brewers should keep this going or try to nip it now before it gets out of hand? Plus, a Brewers question that Sam and I feel like we've agreed on, that doesn't mean the answer to it is good. We'll throw that off you, Horvat, as well. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to fire up that espresso, and we'll be right back with you guys. 799-1250 on the Fan. AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Sam Schmitz. Wendy's Big Show coming up today, 10 to 2. Horvath got excited. He heard Double D was on the Big Show. Not Double D's, Double D. Donald Driver, 11:45 today.
Yeah, I got to tell my mom. She loves Donald Driver, man.
By the way, I don't know what you're up to today. I need a guest tomorrow. I need somebody to talk.
Let's see. Who's producing the show tomorrow? Let's see. Does this say Ryan Horvath? It does not. So, yeah, you guys got to get working on that. It's already 7:47. I've already had the guest planned for weeks. I send it out on my Slack notifications Sunday morning at 5 a.m. to Sparky and Joe and everybody.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, who would you like?
How about Shailene Woodley?
Got it. Boom. Booked
if you're not here next hour, dude, you're going to miss. I am... We're going around the world with Rogers news. There is a Rogers Jeopardy clip that I have to play. I have to. It's a requirement. that Charles Woodson saying some stuff on the Zach Gelb program. And Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, very cute. Some would say a little too cute at Disney, a two-minute video that I am going to play and fawn over. So please, I know you're not going to be here in the 8 o'clock hour, but I know you'll be listening on the Odyssey app.
No, I really will. I'll be listening until 8:58 a.m., and then I have to cut you loose and then catch the other hour on the podcast. When I go back and I listen to the Wendy's Big Show, I listen to Sparky's Happy Minute, I listen to Rami's Roundup, and then I listen to Zach Gelb. Zach Gelb's been killing it with the Packers lately. How about that?
Yeah, Zach Gelb. I'm like, can I get Charles Woodson? Oh, he's going on Zach Gelb's show. Oh, okay. Can I get Jordan Love? And they're like, no, you never, Bart. Come on, like, are you joking?
No, but you could pull cuts from JB Sports Brief when he joins him tonight at 1 a.m.
Yeah. JB Sports Brief is on after Zach Gelb. He doesn't know this, but I have some beef with him. I do.
You guys are buddies, I thought. Don't you retweet and like each other's tweets?
Yeah, we follow each other, but he was barking about, chirping about Giannis when he won an MVP, and he said, tell me when he wins a finals MVP, and I bookmarked that tweet, and I'll probably never be able to use it, but if Giannis ever wins a finals, I'm going to go right after JB Sports Brief.
Yeah, when you do, go at him about this take. One, he had a take that Russell Wilson should maybe give up football to concentrate on baseball or try to do both.
Like 10 years ago he had that take?
No, I mean like 10 months ago.
Oh.
Baseball. Yeah, I was really intrigued by it, seeing as Russell Wilson's probably a top 5 quarterback in the league, right?
Yeah, I would say.
He hasn't played baseball in 15 years, but that sounds like a good idea. It would be like when it worked out for Jordan, so.
Yeah, it worked out real good. He hit a home run once in Double A.
You know what? If you go back and you look at Jordan's minor league numbers, like, they weren't good by any means, but they also weren't terrible for a guy that was the best basketball player in the world that just decided, hey, I haven't played baseball since 7th grade. I'm going to go do that now. Like, how many other guys would even hit 200? You know what I mean? Like, dude, I'd hit like, I would be lucky if I got one hit.
I think sports needs a Deion Sanders type of thing back, where he would play for the Falcons one day and then fly to the Braves game and play that night.
See, but dude, this is my problem with social media. It was like, okay, so Tebow gave something a chance. Like, he hadn't played baseball in forever. He goes to the minors. He hits a couple dingers. You know, he wasn't great. He wasn't even good, but he tried something. And then he gives it up, and everybody on social media is like, oh, a failure at two sports now. Okay, this is a guy that won an NFL playoff game and played minor league baseball, like, and now has a great broadcasting job. And I'm not even, like, a Tebow defender here, but, like, that's the problem with social media. Oh, he sucks at baseball. No, actually, he hadn't played since 7th grade, and then as an adult, went back and still hit, like, 200. That's damn impressive. Like, that's one of the best athletes on this planet. Am I crazy?
No, don't get me started on defending Tebow. I love this guy, and it's totally unfair that he was run out of the league, and then years later they celebrate Taysom Hill, who's not any different.
Right, right.
But if the coach would have used Tebow like Peyton is obsessed with Taysom Hill, Tim Tebow could be a Hall of Famer.
But
maybe
like, that's
not,
why I
but
like
he's a Hall of Fame person. That's the one thing I ever agree with Tom Brenneman on, when Tom Brenneman was calling a Florida Gators bowl game and said, you're not going to find a better player, actually, I'll say a better person in all of the land than Timothy Edward Tebow. This guy, we talked to him just in passing in an elevator, and I gotta tell you, I feel like a new man, and I don't know if I'll ever put this microphone or headset on again with a line drive to center.
Castellanos with a deep drive. Yeah, I don't remember that one. But again, like that's just, I don't know. I have a problem with that. Like, everybody is always looking just to destroy everybody, and I'm like, I kind of enjoyed that. Have you seen that Brian Scalabrine video where, you know, obviously.
Friend of show.
What'd he say?
Friend of show?
Yeah, he actually swore on our show. We had a dump button, Brian Scalabrine. Yeah, and they get on the floor, they're talking a bunch of S to each other, and I'm like, wait, did Scalabrine just swear? Did the White Mamba just drop an S-bomb on our show? But they had this video. I don't know if you've seen this yet. It's viral. And it's just some regular dude that was, like, talking junk. Like, how is this guy ever in the league? And Scalabrine gets on the floor and just busts his ass, man. He's, like, hitting jumpers in the face. Yeah.
He kills him. It was awesome. I think they played to 11, and the final was 11 to nothing. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Nick Kostos. You better you bet. We'll talk about his picks in the NBA. We'll get more probably NBA stuff with you, Horvat, tomorrow about some of the odds. And then sometime this week, whether it's tomorrow or Friday, I want to look at some early NFL MVP odds with you. So we'll have that coming up. We'll get into the draft a little bit more tomorrow. It will be 2 weeks away. Also coming up later this hour, let's focus on today. Going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, go around the world in 5 minutes with Aaron Rodgers news. And then one question that Sam and I are talking about is, after Yelich, which Brewer right now do you trust the most at the plate? Key situation, ninth inning, need a run. Which Brewer do you trust the most at the plate? We settled on, I think we went Yelich, Omi.
Yeah,
Narvaez. I'm only calling him Omi. He's Omi from now on. And then Garcia or Shaw?
I said Shaw.
I think we're going to go Yelich, Omar, and Shaw. Everybody else just right now. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't trust a lot of these other Brewers right now.
Oh, I thought you meant like everybody that was weighing in was saying I don't know who I trust. Yeah, no, I'm with Sam. I'd go probably Travis Shaw, which I'm gonna have to pull that tape because remember opening day when all of our calls were just and I don't know what we're doing with Travis Shaw. Travis Shaw sucks, and I said, hey, how about we like look into this a little bit? Travis Shaw had one bad year. Had a bunch of stuff going on in his life off the field. How about we give the guy a little bit of a break? We cut him some slack. Last year was a weird year, obviously, and he wasn't even in Milwaukee. So I wanted to give him another chance, and I think he's delivered, man. He's been good.
BetQL Daily later this afternoon on the Odyssey app. Horvat, enjoy your do you have any good hot picks for us while I got you?
I'm going to take the first five under in Brewers Cubs today. Neither team could hit. Both teams can pitch. There's my breakdown.
Would you bet on anyone getting hit by a pitch today?
I wish I could, to be honest with you. I actually may look into something. I can't get that. I'd have to make an hour trip to Illinois, so I don't think I'd get there in time to place a bet like that. But if I could get plus money on that, I would fire away. I think somebody gets hit in the first four innings. After I said I don't think that's the way to go, I think I wouldn't be surprised. I wish there was a bet, will somebody on each team get hit, like plus 500 or something like that.
Well, Wilson Contreras, his first at bat, if he's playing today, he will stand on home plate to prove a point. You know that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he will sit today. Even though he's a catcher, he plays like the majority of the games. You're right. Maybe he sits. Maybe today is an excuse for them to give him the day off to stop riling stuff up.
Horvy, God bless to you. If you turn into a robot after your first vaccine shot, please let us know.
Hey, remember when everybody hated Javi Baez?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
Okay.
I think we still do.
You know, I was thinking last night, I don't hate this guy like I used to.
Yeah, he just strikes out way too much. It's kind of, you know.
Well, and it's all focused on to Wilson Contreras now.
Yeah.
And I saw some people tweeting that they're no longer anti-Yadi Molina, or they are, but that energy that they spend on not liking him has now gone over to Wilson Contreras.
Right, because he's going to be gone after this year, probably. Yadi.
Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz taking you the rest of the way. Nick Kostos to join us 8 o'clock, which is just in a few short minutes. We'll talk some NBA, some Bucks. They play again 3:30, the tip-off time in Minnesota for that one. The big news in the NBA this week, Jamal Murray out for the year. What does that do in the West? And what does Nick think will happen in the East? Because the Bucks still want him to play for the one seed. And they've still got the Sixers and the Nets on the schedule. But is that no longer in reach for the way that Milwaukee's been playing the last few nights without Giannis? Plus, Aaron Rodgers is in love. And he got burned on Jeopardy again. All that coming up next.